That's Katy Perry waking up in Vegas. And you might not be waking up in Vegas today, but even better, you're waking up in sunny, not so sunny, Balito. Loads to do, loads of fun festivities coming your way, and also some regular stuff that you might not know about just yet. That's the one thing about Balito, is it's a little town that keeps on giving. And if you haven't been to Alchemy Kitchen before, first of all, I'm sorry, because you're missing out on a lot. But the good news is that you don't have to any longer. In studio, I am joined by Mo, your Alchemy general manager, who's shaking up the scene at Alchemy and giving our residents something to look forward to every single day of the week. Forgetting about Monday and Tuesday. I mean, yeah, those can kind of slip down the line.
Even on a Monday and Tuesday, we're there and prepared to make things happy and fun. Yeah, we've just had revamps of the menu suggestions and the format. So what we're trying to offer and trying to push people is not just for breakfast. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, we do brunch until 3 p.m. But Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner, we offer a new and exciting 2 or 3 course option.
Okay.
So the menu is composed of 4 starters, 4 mains, and 3 desserts. And you choose how many or how few you'd like to enjoy. And, you know, have the pairings are available also. Whether I'm there or not, there'll be a list of suggestions. And it's not necessarily wine-centric. We stock some beautiful craft beers and a plethora of crazy spirits and cocktails. Moving away from the gin-centric sort of Alchemy that I think people associate us with.
Yeah.
For instance, we have 14 tequilas on the back bar these days. You know,
who needs that many tequilas?
Trust me. that's just the beginning.
My stomach turns at the sound of tequila, but I'm very happy to know that there's so much more at Alchemy than just the booze.
Indeed, yeah. In fact, from the distillery, Blackstrap Distillery, for the first time in 3 years, we've just released an aged rum,
ooh,
which is spice of cassia bark. Richie Nalako, who's our head distiller and bar manager, has been working night and day, slaving away to sort of get that to bottle in time for the festive gifting season. So we're now offering our gin solar gin,
okay,
as well as the rum in like a little dual package. So,
ooh,
you can gift someone and make them extremely happy.
Yeah, I think that that's the kind of gift that people don't shy away from. I mean, chocolates and flowers, you can move aside. This is local. This is very, very lucky. But you said this is for sale under the other room. Somebody might walk past and not really understand that concept. So can you expand on that a little bit for me under the Alchemy umbrella?
Sure. So Alchemy is obviously the bar. We have Alchemy Kitchen, which is our food offering, and the distillery I've just mentioned. But the other room is an exciting... It's always been part of the business, but it was always hidden away, tucked up in the back sort of room. So we've now swapped the distillery with the other room in order to create a beautiful retail space that you'll be able to walk around, examine unique small batch artisanally created wines. We have a whole shelf dedicated to the best of KZN. So not just our spirits are up there, but things from 031 Distillery. We've got Zululand's Pineapple Distilling Company.
Amazing.
Yeah, they've made a really delicious rum. And some amazing gin, and even Topanga from Ginging Lovu. So very much the focus of KZN, and giving the tourists and the locals something unique and different to sort of wrap their lips around.
I'm definitely hearing a lot of uniqueness, if that's even a word. But I'm hearing a lot of stuff that I haven't known before. I mean, I am a Balito local. I frequent Alchemy, not too frequently, because I mean, that's not good for the liver. But what I do love about Alchemy, and as you've just described, there's so much going on there. But what I would like to zone in on is the food, because I think that Alchemy's kitchen is one of the best kept secrets in Balito. It shouldn't be a secret. I mean, you pass it every single day. And the caliber of food that is coming out of that kitchen is second to none. It is beautiful. It is a whole experience. It's fine dining. And you guys have reinvented yourselves a few times over there. Previously doing wine tasting, 7-course menus, but now a fixed offering of 2 to 3 courses through Thursday through to Saturday. And what can people look forward to on this kind of menu? What are we getting excited for?
So Chef Calvin Meteor, actually a local Balito boy, believe it or not.
Hey.
Grew up in Clough, and then went off to the UK to work underneath 3 different chefs, all of which, you know, had achieved Michelin or 2 Michelin stars. So he sought to learn from the best. and bring it to his own story. So very much our food is locally sourced, organic, from sustainable producers, and very much trying to give people a unique and different viewpoints on how food can operate. For instance, the new menu, which literally we printed about half an hour ago.
Hot off the press.
Yeah, quite literally. We have a truffle gnocchi dish, for example.
Oh.
So, yeah, and that's one of the main courses for our vegetarians. The heirloom tomatoes with tomato water and a deep-fried goat cheese scented with wasabi would be a beautiful starter. And some amazing, the sticky toffee pudding, for instance. Which he serves out with a little hazelnut whipped ice cream and caramelized pears.
I don't know if the heavy breathing is audible on the other side of the line, but I really can't help myself. That sounds delicious.
Thank you. Yeah, so just drop us a reservation through the Dine Plan platform and come and enjoy.
And wine tastings, tell me a little bit more about that. It seems like it's quite exclusive. Is that done on a membership basis? Is that done on a sign-up basis? How do people crack the knot?
So we have done our final one for the year last night with Reinecke Wines from Stellenbosch. We generally only seat about 28 people to 30 maximum, because if the weather is inclement, then that's all I can actually squeeze into the space.
Yeah.
But just join us on our social media platforms, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, and you'll see the advertising come through. When I say that is the final wine pairing we're doing this year, I don't mean it's the final pairing. Next week, we have Highland Park Single Malts, and we're going to do a full lineup of a little Tuppish and whiskey tasting. So if you enjoy your single malts, again, drop us a little reservation through the Dine Plan.
That is absolutely fantastic, Mo. I'm super excited to come and taste the new menu. I mean, I am a big fan of the menu. Some things that I would have never thought I would taste. One of the old favorites, I don't know if it's still on, but the oxtail dumplings. I mean, that is such a clever twist on a classically Asian dish, but made very much proudly South African. And yeah, the creativity there is just overflowing. I'm really, really thankful for your time this morning. Okay. Obviously, you guys are working really, really hard. And yeah, if you have been listening right now, please do head on over to Alchemy. And don't just stop on by for a drink. Do that too. But grab Mo on over for a chat, because as you have heard here, there is so much to be discovered under that umbrella.